Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
Yeah!
my friend, but you're also my brother.
Here's my shoulder, you can lean on me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God, amen, for everybody who is called in on tonight, everybody who is tuned in to more than an hour of power. Hallelujah. With our very own sister, Valencia Scott, Prophetess Valencia Scott, coming forth to bring forth a dynamic word. Hallelujah. From the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. And we thank God for her on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to open up with a word of prayer, our opening scripture, and then we're going to go to the word of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again for allowing us to come together in your name. Lord, we simply pray that your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, lead us and guide us on tonight. Lord, we open up our ears. We open up our hearts so that we can receive what the word, what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, as you lead the woman of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, touch her in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Lord, anoint her lips of clay to speak your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the outpouring. Hallelujah. That you are doing through her. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. We thank God for everybody, amen, out there who has called in, everybody out there who has tuned in on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. You are tuned in to more than an hour of power. Praise God. With our speaker tonight, amen, is Sister Valencia, Prophetess Valencia Scott. Praise God. Hallelujah. And she is going to come forth in a few minutes and bring forth a dynamic word, hallelujah, from the Lord. Praise God. We want to go to our opening scripture, hallelujah, on tonight. And our opening scripture comes from Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth. Hallelujah to all generations. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before we bring the word of God, I just want to point out the fact, hallelujah, those of you that are listening, this scripture, this text is not just a scripture we read just so we can have a scripture to read. Hallelujah, praise God. All because it's tradition. Hallelujah. You know, in tradition, you have to have a scripture. Hallelujah, praise God. Just to open up the service. Hallelujah, praise God. But we don't read Psalms 100 out of tradition. It's becoming a tradition, but not out of tradition. Yeah, hallelujah. Maybe I'm talking too fast, see? Praise God, hallelujah. But we read Psalms 100, hallelujah, every day because it reminds us the attitude that we are supposed to have when we are in the presence of God. See, when David wrote this, he was describing what he had, what he went through when he entered into the tabernacle. And where the tabernacle was, that's where the presence was. So he said, I have to have an attitude of gratitude. I have to sing joyful noises unto him. Hallelujah. I got to serve him with gladness. I got to know who he is. I got to enter into his courts with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. I got to be thankful unto him and bless his name. I have to have this kind of attitude because I'm in the presence of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Now I want to challenge you, those that are listening, hallelujah, that we no longer have to wait till we go to the tabernacle God. We no longer have to wait till we go to the temple to be in the presence of God. If you got the Holy Ghost, and a lot of us say we got the Holy Ghost, we are always in the presence of God. So we should always have an attitude of gratitude. We should always be thankful for what God has already done. Hallelujah. Praise God, because when we begin to show him, we appreciate what he has already done. He will begin to open up doors. He's waiting on us to show our appreciation. He's waiting on us to say, Lord, I thank you. He's waiting on us to say, Lord, I magnify you. He's waiting on us to say, God, I love you for everything you do. And not just because of what you do, because of who you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to make sure. Hallelujah. Amen. When you call into the prayer line, hallelujah, don't wait till you call into the line to have a good attitude. Hallelujah. You should wake up praising God. Hallelujah. Praise God. For the good and the bad, even when you feel bad about what you're going through, praise. Because why? Because you know something that other people don't know. You know that all things are working together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. A lot of people don't know that, but you do. So even when you're going through a storm and you're feeling bad while you're going through that storm, you ought to know, hallelujah, that it's working for my good. The good is working with the bad. Hallelujah. David said it like this in another scripture. Weeping may endure for a night. Oh, hallelujah. I may go through some suffering for a short period of time. Hallelujah. I might even have to cry sometimes. Hallelujah. Amen. But he said that may endure for the night. Hallelujah. The night, as long as it's dark in your life, it may endure that you cry. As long as it's dark in your life, hallelujah, it may endure that you weep. As long as it's dark in your life, it may endure some little sadness. You may go through a bit of depression. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you tonight that in the morning when the light comes, when the light begins to shine in your life, hallelujah, praise God, he is going to shine because you praise me in the darkness, he says. It's going to shine because you praise me in the middle of the night. It's going to shine because you didn't even know, hallelujah, dawn was about to come. You didn't know the sun was about to rise on your situation, but you praise me anyway. And because you praise me anyway, hallelujah, I am going to open up the doors of heaven. Hallelujah. One version of the Bible says, I'm going to open up the floodgates and pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. And for that, you should wake up, praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not even going to waste time asking you to testify. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to ask you between you and God and your personal walk with God. Hallelujah. That you wake up praising him. That you go to bed praising him. That you drive to work praising him. Hallelujah. That you're at work praising him. That you leave praising him. You're praising when they send you home early, and you're praising when they make you stay late. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because as long as you praise me, he said, I got something bigger and better for you. But when I see you appreciate what I've already done, then I'm going to open up the gates. Hallelujah. I'm going to move you from level to level, from glory to glory. Hallelujah. When you begin to open up your mouth and praise me, I put David in the palace because he praised me. I put a crown on his head because he praised me. I gave him his master's wine, his master's houses, and his master's land because he praised me. He said the only thing holding up your blessing is you won't open up your mouth and praise me. Hallelujah. Praise God on the night. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to skip testimony service tonight, and we're going to go straight to the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know you're ready for the Word. Hallelujah, on tonight. So without further ado, hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to introduce the woman of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I ask that you touch everybody under the sound of my voice. You know each and every one of our individual needs, Lord, and we know and we understand and we comprehend that no one can answer those needs but you. Hallelujah. So we come before you right now as humble as we know how, asking you, Lord, to have mercy. hallelujah, on us. Praise God on tonight. And we thank you, Lord, for the moves that you are doing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the moves that you have already made. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the doors that you closed and the doors that you opened, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We're asking, Lord, tonight that you touch the woman of God. Hallelujah. That you give her the virtue to pour out onto your people on tonight. That you allow her, that you anoint her lips of clay to speak only for you. And we will open up our hearts to receive what the Spirit is saying to the church on tonight. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge you are about to pour into our souls. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope you are ready for the word. Praise God. Those of you that have been tuned in all night, hallelujah. Amen. I hope you're ready for a second helping. Hallelujah of the word. Hallelujah. You can never get too much. Hallelujah of the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Depending on your time zone, hallelujah, you about to get one of them late night snacks. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ever woke up hungry and you couldn't go to sleep till you got something in your stomach? Hallelujah. Well, your spirit is hungry. Lord, have mercy. And guess what? Your spirit is about to get saved. Hallelujah on tonight. So without further ado, hallelujah, praise God. She is an author, a talk show host, a prophetess, hallelujah, and many more, hallelujah, titles to her name. Praise God, amen. Amen. And she's been with us for a minute. Hallelujah. She shoots from the hip, and she's going to tell it like it is. I am talking about none other, hallelujah, praise God, than the host of Interview. Praise God, hallelujah, representing Memphis, Tennessee, none other, hallelujah, than our very own prophetess, Valencia Scott. Prophetess, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you in a mighty way. Let's give the Lord a hand praise for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder, for that beautiful introduction to your beautiful First Lady. To everyone that's on the line, allow me to go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, once again, as humble as I know how, repenting now, Father, of anything that I've done or said that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, I invite you into this prayer. Father God, I pray everyone on this line, God, you know what everyone is going through right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. As I bring forth this word, I just pray this just touch one person, God. If one person be encouraged on tonight, God, I will be very grateful. So I just thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. Thank you for the open doors. Thank you for the closed doors in the name of Jesus, God. I just thank you, God, for just covering us, God, with this COVID, God. Thank you for protecting us all, God. Thank you for allowing us to be here another night in the name of Jesus, God. And as I bring forth the word of God, I pray that everyone gets some great sleep tonight. It's obvious they have not been sleeping, God, so I pray that folks get sleep tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I just thank you, God, for everything that you're doing and what you're about to do. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And I will not be before you long with the word. I'm going to ask First Lady to read the scriptures just in a second. The word that God gave me, because I thought I was going to bring another word of God. My God, I pray he changed it quickly. And the word that he gave me for tonight, what are you willing to give up? Let me say it again. What are you willing to give up? And we're about to be talking about Hannah. First Lady, can you read those scriptures that I sent you, 1 Samuel 1? 1 through 28, please, woman of God.
Amen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay. Now, there was a certain man of a map of the Mount of Ephraim, and his name was Elham, the son of Joham, the son of Ilu, the son of Tohu, and the son of Zephor. And Ephraim, and he had two wives.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man mm-hmm. went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shalom. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Eli offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb, and her adversary also provoked her sore. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elham, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not? Why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten and solemn, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon the seat by a post of the temple of the Lord, and she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept so. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thou handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thou handmaid, but will give unto thou handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thou handmaid for a daughter of Balaam. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I have spoken hither. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy spirit. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elhad knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bore a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the men, Elham and all his house, went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. And Elhad, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good, tarry until thou have weaned him. Only the Lord establish his word. So the woman obeyed, and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with three bullocks, and one elf of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shalom. And the child was young, and they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, as thou soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here. praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord had given me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord as long as he liveth. He shall be lent to the Lord, and he worship the Lord there. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, First Lady. And we're talking about at this particular moment, we're talking about Anna. And I have a few scriptures I'm being given, so please get some pen and paper if you want these scriptures. Anna, she's the mother of Samuel, the Jewish judge, childless as one of the two wives of Ephraim. She prayed for a son, promising to dedicate him to God. Her prayer was answered. Why? Because she made a vow to God. A vow is a promise or a sacrifice. One thing you do not do is make a vow to God. If you make a vow to God and break that vow, you will be in trouble. But God already saw everything that Anna went through with this other woman, this other man's wife. She tortured Hannah because she didn't have any children. But what I like about Anna, prayer warrior, what Anna did, this is when you know who you truly are in God. She knew, even though her womb was closed, she knew if she went to God and made a vow and said, God, I will give you my child. I dedicate my child back to you, Lord. He will do it. And guess what? He did it. God knows our heart. God knows everything that we're going to do before we do it. What are you willing to give up? Because that woman tortured Anna. She didn't get out of character. She went and cried and prayed. And as saints, that's what we're supposed to do. We sort of go cry out to God and pray. She didn't get in her feelings, acting crazy with the woman, arguing, fussing, because there's so many cousins, saints. Yeah, I went there. But no, she didn't do none of that. She went and prayed and cried out to God. I'm about to give y'all these scriptures. And these are scriptures that I found. What do God give us daily? What God give us daily, number one, is his word. And it's from Psalms 119 and 11. Again, what does God give us daily? One, his word. Psalms 119 and 11. The next thing that God give us daily, his presence. Romans 12 and 15. Again, his presence. Romans 12 and 15. Next, what does God give us? His grace. With 13 and 34. Again, that would be his grace. John 13 and 34. The next thing he gives us, his Romans 4, Romans 12, 6 to 8. Again, his gift, Romans 12, 6 to 8. The next one he gives us, his compassion. It's Luke 15, 11 to 32. Also, Matthew 9, 35 to 36, and 1 Peter 5 and 7. Again, this is compassion. Luke 15, 11 to 32, Matthew 9, 35 to 36, and 1 Peter 5 and 7. What's the next thing that he do? He take care of our physical needs. It's from Philippians 4 and 9 through 6, 31 to 32, Psalms 145, 15 through 16. Again, he take care of our physical needs. It's Philippians 4 and 19, Matthew 6, 31 to 32, Psalms 145, 15 through 16. The next thing he give us rest. That's Matthew 11, 29 through 30, Psalms 23 and 2, and Exodus 20, 8 through 11. Again, he give us rest. It's Matthew 11, 29 through 30, Psalms 23 and 2, Exodus 20, 8 through 11. The next thing that he give us, he provides direction. And that's Proverbs 20 and 24 and Ephesians 2 and 10. Again, he provides direction. Proverbs 20 and 24, Ephesians 2 and 10. The next thing he give us was my favorite, y'all. He shows us how to escape temptation. That is 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Again, he shows us how to escape temptation. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, and the last one will be, he helps us when we're hurting. That's Psalms 46 and 1 and Psalms 34, 17 through 20. Again, he helps us when we're hurting. Psalms 46 and 1 and Psalms 34, 17 through 20. And that's what he does for us on a daily basis. What are we willing to give up for God? God asks us to do a small thing. Like Elder do this every time he on the line. Testimony. You got to beg people. Won't nobody testify or nothing that God has done. We always say God is so good. I shout out to all of that. But we'll never get on the line and talk about the goodness of the Lord. Well, I got a big, I got a very long prayer list. I need God to do something. But what am I willing to do for the Lord? What if he tell me to fast? Am I willing to fast? What if he tell me, I don't know. Matter of fact, I don't even want you to do fast. I want you to fast and consecrate. Oh, are you willing to do that? What if he say, I just want you to just completely get yourself out of this world. Just hide in me. I don't want you dealing with nobody. I just want you to myself. Oh, are we willing to do that? Or are you just going to feel like you're missing something because you feel like you're missing something from the world instead of missing something from God? What are you willing? I want to be a billionaire, God, but you won't do nothing that they say do. What if God told you to start a prayer line? You ain't started it yet. What if God said, I want you to teach? You ain't started teaching yet. But we want God to move. When we say move, but what are you willing to give up for God? Are you willing to give up those cigarettes? Are you willing to give up that black and mild? Are you willing to give up the alcohol? Are you willing to give up all the women? Are you willing to give up all the men? Are you willing to give up all the so-called friends? What are you willing to give up for God? God give us everything that we want and more because his love is so unconditional. Our love is not unconditional when it comes to God. It's like, genie. We treat him like he a genie. God, I want this. I want that. I want this. I want that. But what are you willing to give up for him? Anna said, I give you my child. I'm saying that's the best thing in the world to give God to a child because God going to take care of your child. Okay. She gave, so that's why he moved. God moved when your motives are right. When your heart is pure, when you write God to move, well, you come with all that selfish mode, that selfish crap. Oh, God don't move. God know our heart. He want to know, what are you willing to give up? What are you willing? God took me one time off TV, y'all, for 2 years. I did not know what that was about. He said, all that message on TV is in your spirit. I didn't get that. Then he took me on Facebook, y'all. He said, I don't want all that mess in your spirit. He said, I'm going to use you for my glory when ain't nothing but a whole bunch of mess in you. Then he removed people. I like, I can't talk to people on the phone. He said, no, because all they do is they got mess in. He said, you keep on talking to them, it's going to be mess in you. What am I willing to give up? Am I really a saint? Am I really alone? Like, for faith? Well, are you really going to walk alone? But you ain't alone knowing that you with God. A relationship is what God wants. Like wife and husband, a relationship. Ship with your children, a relationship. Man, people can't even stand a prayer line for 30 minutes without getting frustrated, getting tired, and getting off the phone. But, oh, I love God, and I want this from God. I want this, God. I want this. Oh, but what are you willing to give God? So when you wake up in the morning, you would say, thank you, God, for waking me up. Or do you run straight to Facebook or Instagram or Twitter? Which one do you do? Because he said it all. A lot of people, you can't lie to God. What am I willing to give up for him? He gave up everything for me. Everything that I want, God's going to do it. And he's going to do it for his glory. But what am I willing to give up for him? And am I going to do it the right way? Because Anna did it the right way. Anna went and prayed. And then not only did she pray, she kept her word. Don't y'all know that God knows we lying? God, you can make, I done it. I made a vow. I did not know it first. That's how I know you don't make a vow to God, because I'm actually in trouble from a vow that I made to God a long time ago, and I didn't even know it. I don't play that game now. No. I don't want no other whooping from the Lord. If I make a vow to God, I'm going to keep it. And guess what? He knows if you're going to keep the vow or not. And guess what? He's still so good. He still blesses us. God still loves us. But do we really love God? We say we love God out of our mouth, but it don't never line up. It never add up. Do we love God like that? Like he love us. What he give us on what I just read, this is what he give us on a daily basis. I mean on a daily basis. God give us an opportunity to get it right all the time. What are we willing to give up for God? What are you really willing to give up? Because you want this ball for real. You got to get, he just took, he told me I can't eat beef jerky no more. Yeah, I love beef jerky. He said, you can't eat beef jerky no more. Don't you know it's going to come apart? I like meat. Sooner or later, he's going to take me off meat. God took me off everything, y'all. Jesus.
ain't nobody to eat meat. See, when it's about God, the stuff that you like, he's going to take it. You got to have more of him. If you want to be used effectively, because what God been giving me, I've been seeking God, I've been in consecration a lot. Destiny Child, let me give you a prime example, Destiny Child. Okay, we got Beyonce, we got Kelly, and we got Michelle. Who is the most different one after who? Michelle? Michelle was going through depression while she was in the group, y'all. Because it ain't her calling. She can't be a pop star. Michelle, she a Christian. Or two, she couldn't even do the dance if I be a, she was different. Michelle is just Michelle. When you look at Michelle, oh, that's a pretty Christian girl. And Michelle is okay with just being Michelle. But if you have like an identity crisis, you're going to want to be like Beyonce, and you're going to want to be like Kelly Rowland, okay? And that's it. There ain't nothing bad about them. It's just they're worldly. Michelle cannot be in a group, a worldly group, with your Christian. She can't do it. She went through depression. Baby, when you start going through depression, God said, you have lost your way. Come to me. You have lost your way. Come to me when you go through depression. Because I be researching. Because I have found out also, okay, everybody won't faint. Everybody won't faint. Baby, it's a price to faint. It's a price to fame. And if you ain't moved quickly and you ain't going to real fast, you better thank God because that's protection. So people say all the time, God, I won't pray, but I'm going to always worship you. Why? Half of these people that sold their soul to the devil for fame. Half. So I'm like, my God, everybody made a vow to the devil because they want the fame. They want the money. They want the glamour. The money and the glamour. Not like that. I only want what God got for me because people are worshiping people. They are worshiping these celebrities like they're God, and they're not no God. The celebrities are so disrespectful because they got money, and because they got money, they don't care if they disrespect you. You're lower than them because they're the one that got the money. I mean, God has really been dealing with me on some things. You asking God for stuff, God, but I mean, is that what you really want? Is that what you really want? What are you willing to give up for God? Because you're saying, God, I want to do this. I want to be this minister. I want to do this for you. Oh, you got to be ready. Because just like you're telling God, the devil here too, like, I'm going to get her. Oh, I'm going to get him. Oh, she says she about God. I'm going to tempt her in this area. Oh, I'm going to tempt her in that area. Oh, don't always believe. You're going to blow up. But your past is going to always come up. Always, baby. You got to know that. And you got to be strong. You cannot get caught up in the world. You cannot say you a saint. And as soon as you blow up, you over there twerking with the rest of them. Or you got all you, he say he a minister, but you got a whole bunch of women too. But you told God, you made a vow to God. Bless me, Lord, I'm going to do what you say do. And God like, I know you lying, but I'm going to bless you anyway. That's the kind of God that we got. That's the kind of unconditional love that he have for us. But we don't have that kind of love for him. And the reason I say that we don't, because we lie to him. You know what you're going to do before you do. Like I said, whatever God has for me is for me, and it's in his timing. What also I like about Anna, what's for Hannah? Anna, it's for Anna. She didn't get all just, she was hurt because the woman tortured her about her kids. She wanted a child. Now, she's barren now, but she went to God. That's who you go to. You don't go to everybody, Facebook, so-called friend. No, you go to God. You need God to move or do something in your life. So you go to God. So that's what she did because people would try to make it sound like they're better than you. Because I got this, I got that. Okay, you got this, you got that. Did you get it the right way? I mean, I'm really being careful with this. I'm truly waiting on God. I don't want to move too fast. I don't mind waiting. I mean, I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't want to move too fast because the devil shined it up like it's real, real pretty. It don't be God. And if your flesh ain't right, you'll trip up. That's why God said consecrate. That's why God said come out from beyond me. He's like, I don't understand why every Christian look exactly alike. I don't understand it. I said, he said we're supposed to be so different instead of apart. Why everybody doing exactly the same thing? Pride myself and saying I'm very peculiar. I pride myself, I'm very different. I pride myself, I'm not like everybody else. I'm not going to fit in. I don't have a desire. It is. I don't have a desire to do what you do. I'm Valencia. I'm going to do Valencia. I'm going to do what thus says the Lord. I don't want no woman from God. And I'm being very honest with this COVID because people are really in denial. COVID ain't gone nowhere. Okay, COVID is not gone. God is the one that's on. All this evil, how people still treat one another. Also, God really going to clear up COVID and everybody still treating everybody bad. Really, that ain't the type of God that we serve. Folks, when they took the shot, did he tell you to take the shot or you took the shot because they told you, because man said take the shot? That's what I'm talking about, a relationship. Stop believing everything everybody else saying, get you a relationship with God and make sure that he told you. A lot of folks took a shot. God ain't told you take no shot. You took a shot, they took a shot. You're not following God. You're following the world. You're following man. Saints, it's so important. I'm talking about in this day and time. It's so important to get in, get on your knees, get in his presence, get in his face, so you can hear from him. But guess what? It's more floods coming. I'm talking about floods like Noah, y'all. It's more famines. It's more earthquakes. All that coming. How I know? Because I spent time with him. He told me. That's how I know. Didn't nobody tell me but him. I ain't been nobody with nobody but him. I'm scared, y'all. I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't. What I mean is by that, I don't want to be the. He said, I'm in Crete. Ask him. We have to die for all this money. Ask him for something like Crete might as well. That's for that. I'm an eagle. I can't hang with chickens. I'm an eagle. I stand alone. I can see from the front, the back, the east and the west. Now, that's the type of stuff that you got to ask God about. Because I know where I'm going. Elder, you know where you're going first, but you know where you're going to. And if you ain't tight with God, oh, they'll play you, baby. They'll take all your money. And mess up your soul, too. Don't want to go nowhere too fast. Wait on God. What are you willing to give up? I promise you give up something, God don't give you something. And we think it's so hard. It ain't hard. The world makes you think stuff is hard. It ain't really that hard. I did not know. I'm being very honest. I did not know that I could not be on TV not that long. I didn't think I could do it. God was with me, y'all. I mean, he was literally speaking to me. He said, you can't look at that. He said, you act just like me. He said, look at your spirit. I mean, up and down, happy one minute, mad one minute, just all over the place because that's all I fed my spirit. If you want to know why folks so mad and angry, because they keep on looking at that stuff on TV, because they keep looking at that stuff on Facebook. That's why everybody's so mad. Don't nobody got no peace, so they ain't in the Word. They in the TV. They in the cell phone. They on everything except God. And I did not know that. When he told me, I said, ew. We said, I act just like her. She's a beautiful young lady. Beautiful young lady. But when she opened her mouth, look, that ain't what Valencia wants. I don't want to open up my mouth, man, but like, oh, she's so ugly. Because I'm being honest. When you open your mouth and get to talking stupid like that, a man, but like, oh, she is so ugly. That is not attractive. It's not. No man want no loud woman. But I saw, he said, you act just like, I said, oh, wow. So he took me off. Then he took me off Facebook, y'all. And he's taking me off everything, y'all. It's for his glory. I told God I want more of him, less of Valencia. Make me more like you, Lord. Especially when you're taking me, God. I told God I don't want to be deceived. And the reason I say to y'all, because I have been deceived. Okay, I don't want to be deceived again. I said, God, don't let nobody ease up on Valencia. I said, I don't care if it hurts. I can hear and see, oh, so very well in the spirit. I'm telling y'all right now, oh, it hurts. But I'd rather know than I know. God will let you know what's about to happen if you see. If it's looked up on you because you ain't not, he gonna let you know what's going on. He said, I will not keep a good thing from those who diligently seek. And if you're diligently seeking the Lord, ain't nothing gonna ease up on you. Like, how that happen? Something ease up on you, but you ain't spending enough time with God. My pastor said all the time, run to the throne and not the phone. Run to the throne and not the phone. Every time that I'm on the phone, that's what God got me praying for people. I had to pray. That's what he got me doing that. I leave it on the voicemail. God said, call, pray, and leave it on the voicemail. He said, you can't talk on the phone like that. I said, why not, God? He said, if you ain't praying, he said, pray and get off the phone. He said, if you're not praying, he said, as soon as you get to praying, you start talking. He said, you're going to start gossiping and talking about people. He said, this is sin. He said, just pray and get off the phone. That's what we do, y'all. Remember to give you an example. A bad day at work. Well, this happened. Guess what? You're going to start talking about somebody. I'm thinking it's actually, you got to really be that careful. You end up, it's called gossip. You done already committed sin. You talk about somebody. That's why God said come to him. Because you get on this phone, get the gossip. He told him, he said, if you on the phone with somebody and they start talking about somebody, he said, you get off the phone. I'm telling you, that's what he told me. He said, get off the phone. I'm hold accountable. Okay, they can be talking about somebody, but if I'm still on the phone, I'll be hold accountable just if that person's hold accountable. I ain't trying to say I'm all of that. This is what God taught me, y'all. Okay, because I'm serious. With how all this stuff going on right now, I want to make sure that I'm right. Okay, I want to make sure I'm right. I want to know what's going on. He said, get off that phone. I'm serious. He said, get out and shut it down. I'm saying, I cannot do it. And no, don't let me get hurt. Because I get hurt. Let me tell you, I got hurt a lot of times. I heard people talk about me. I mean, talk about me real bad. You heard me real bad. God said, come to me. And when he said, come to me, that means deactivate myself from the world. That means no more. That means no cell phone. That means no Facebook, no Instagram. That means come to me. And he speaks to me. He talks to me. I come hide in him. When I'm hurt, don't you'll never know I'm hurt because I never tell you. I go tell him. I'll tell somebody to do something about it. I go tell him. Deactivate yourself in this world. You're too worldly. God cannot use you if you're worldly. I just said, Michelle tried. Michelle cannot be part of Destiny Child because Michelle is different. Michelle is very peculiar. God's going to use Michelle for his glory. It don't matter what you won't have for the time. If God chooses your behind, it ain't nothing that you can pretty much do about. What are you willing to give up? They all, everybody said, oh, Beyonce said, I'm solo career. Pop. Kelly, I'm do pop. Michelle said, I'm do Christian. And this is where it is. She got, and I ain't being mean or dirty. I'm being as real as y'all know for a fact that Beyonce and Kelly got way more followers than Michelle. Why? Because she different. They ain't going to follow you different. Everybody follow the crowd. They follow the crowd. Okay, people don't know how to stand by themselves. You're not really standing by yourself. You're standing for God. You're standing for righteousness. I love that girl song. I play a girl song, If We Had Your Eyes. Oh, I love that song. I said, I don't know how this is number one. This ain't the number one hit. All the talking songs out is the number one hit. But that song Michelle put out, ain't no number one hit. That We Had Your Eyes. We would see things like, I thought that's a deep relationship with God to come up with a song like this. This is the world that we live in, y'all. Tell you right now, it's in this day and time, you can make a vow to God. Just make sure when you make a vow to God, like Anna did, when you make a vow to God, make sure you can do it. Now, if you know you can't do it, don't make no vow. Do not make no. Look, she said, let me have a baby, and I'm going to give it back to you. And that's exactly what she did. I'm telling you right now, we are half of us already in trouble because we've made some vows we haven't been making. And we keep. I'm just saying me. I have made some vows that I didn't keep. And I was wondering one time, y'all. I said, why am I going through? He said, because you made a vow and you didn't keep it. So I said, oh, don't do that. So when I make vows, I have to make vows. I know. I'm telling you this. Making a vow to God, he going to move. Mm-hmm. He's going to move. Why are you going to move? Because, I mean, you trusted him. You put it in his hand. You made him a promise. You're like, God, I need you to do this. He's going to do it. And he knows if you believe or not. If you don't even believe it, don't even make the vow. I promise you, God going to do it. I'm telling y'all right now, I got some things up before God. I know he's going to do it. Why? Because I know what he has done for me already. I know that he's going to do it. But one thing I don't want to do, I don't want to make a vow to God and not keep it. I do not want to get in trouble with God. I really, really don't. But make a vow to God. That's what he wants. Like I said, what are you willing to give up? What are we willing to give up? We walk around this old dangerous fleshly thing. Saying we pay some food that we're going to let go of. Like you said, I can't wear the way I used to dress. I can't wear everything that I used to wear. If my shirt is too low, I get convicted. I don't know nothing about nobody else Holy Ghost. But if I can't work everything, I can't go everywhere. Hang around everybody. I can't. God did. It's not me. God, what am I willing to give up? I'm willing not to fit in. I'm willing to let people talk about me. I'm willing to suffer with it with God. I'll take it. Why I say it like that? Because God ain't going to leave me. Man is. All man going to do is talk about me and leave me. That's what man going to do. That's all man going to do. But the God I serve, he'll never leave. That's why I'm willing to do whatever it takes for God. But he always does. Now, because my heart was broken when I heard those people talking about me and stuff like that, I ran to God. I ain't called nobody on no phone. What could they say? What could they do? Nothing. The only one that kept me at that particular time was God. Every time I go through something, I run to him. This is one of my testimonies, y'all. That's what I do. I run to him. That's all I can do. Because I'm talking about, talk about me bad, y'all. I say, God, I said, God, I don't think I want to hear it. Nothing else that somebody has said about me. My mother said, I do not want your guilt. She said, I don't know if I can handle hearing people talk about me and act like I don't know nothing. I hear them, and I have to act like I don't even know nothing. I'm serious. That ain't easy, y'all. That ain't easy. What you can do? If you ask God to teach you, it ain't easy now. I ain't saying nothing. Everything that I'm talking about, I've done it. But one thing, it ain't easy. It ain't easy. So when you're going through that kind of pain, you can't talk to nobody but God. And the way God got it set up now, same. He don't want you to go to nobody but him anyway. Don't you know people betray you? Don't you know sometimes God allow people to betray us when we come to him? You don't know? Do you know that? Don't put your trust in man. That's what he said. God will allow a person to hurt you so you come to him. God know exactly what he's doing. Do we? What are you willing to give up? I done gave it up, y'all. I done gave it up. I gave up the cigarettes. I gave up the alcohol. I gave it up. Those cigarettes was a struggle. I didn't want to. But if I didn't give up the cigarettes, y'all, I would never got the Holy Ghost. See? I'm so glad I gave it up. And then go back. Now, not only that, now, when you give it up, don't go back. It's going to come. You're going to get tempted. You're going to get, but don't pick it back up. You got to look, I didn't work too hard. I didn't suffer too long to go back. Don't go back. And then you ask God to keep you. Look, God keep who want to be kept. And God, I'm talking about, like I told about this COVID, I'm about to be done. This COVID. Another reason we got this COVID. People in a pulpit keep playing with God, making a mockery out of God. Look, I say it all the time. Being on the phone is one thing. Again, on that pulpit, still playing with God, you still doing this sinning. Okay, I'm talking about sinning. Like, you actually having sex with somebody, you call yourself a pastor. You can't do that. You cannot do that. Now, come on now. It's certain things you don't do. That is so, it's disrespectful, period. But to go in the pulpit and do that, that's why God, a lot of folks die. Guess what, y'all? Some more going to die. I'm sorry. God is not pleased. We got to get it right. We got to get it right. What are you willing to give up for him? He gave up it all. He sent his son that to send him down here to die for us. We can't even testify. Elder said, me and Elder and First Lady folks just testify every Thursday. So, I mean, because it's happy. We want to tell God, thank you for the, give God some praise. He's worthy. Give God praise. We still here. You still alive. You ain't caught COVID. You still here. Testimony. You hear crickets. You hear crickets. And God made, I thank God, he made me bold. He made me bold. I'm going to say what he told me to say. I'm going to say it. Well, yeah, and guess what? With ministry, you be tired. God don't ask you how you feel. You still got to testify. Edda got to read that same scripture, Psalms 100. You think he don't want to read something else? He got to obey God. You think Elder want to be on the line all the time? He got to obey God. First lady come out for work. She got to obey God. And about this ain't just something that we, this is something that we do for God. This has nothing to do with us. We have to obey God because it's consequences. Once you say that you give your life, because once you say I'm saved, I'm sanctified, the Holy Ghost filled, don't you know that your life is pretty much over about Jesus and you're going to get your rewards when you get to heaven? That's what it's about. That's why we on the line at 10:23 at night. Nothing God said. God said, you do what you want to do. He said, we do what we want to do. So you might not, you don't want to go to church that Sunday? Okay, because you don't want to go. You don't want to get on prayer line? You don't want to go. Oh, but they say they're getting away some money. Oh, you're going to go? You want to go. Man, we treat God bad. We tell God no. He said, I need you to do this. No, God. I don't feel like a God. No, God. No, God. No respect for the Lord. And he takes so good care of us. And we tell God no. You might not say it no out of your mouth, but your actions are saying, no, God. No, I'm not doing it, God. Oh, I don't feel like it. Oh, but he took care of your kids. Oh, when you got in that situation, you ran to God, and he brought you out. But when God tell our behind to do something, oh, no, God, no. Oh, but we love him. But he wake us up every day. say the next thing. Dad said it, I'm going to say the next and give us a chance to get it right every single day because God's love is unconditional. Do we really love God? If you really love God, what are you willing to give up? Just back in your hands, Elf.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. What are you willing to give up? Hallelujah for God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The woman of God told us tonight that the woman of God gave up her child. Hallelujah. Praise God to God. Hallelujah. Her only child. Praise God. She was barren until she had this child, and then when she had it, she gave it to God. See, a lot of times we be asking God for stuff. Hallelujah, praise God. And like the woman of God said, we made promise. Lord, if you just give me a car, I'll go to church every Sunday. Hallelujah. Lord, if you just give me a job, I'll pay my tithes and my offering. Hallelujah. Lord, if you just give me a husband, if you just give me a wife, hallelujah, I'll serve you like I ain't never served you. I'll be the best husband, best wife I can be. And then when God blesses us with the stuff we've been asking for, we don't turn around and give it back to God. What are you willing to give up? Praise God. Hallelujah. Because this woman of God gave up her son, hallelujah, amen, and was able to bear more to it. Hallelujah. Because she gave one up. Hallelujah, amen. But she just didn't give them up to anybody. She gave them up to God. See, we give stuff up a lot, but we give it up to the world. Hallelujah. We put our relationship in the world hands and Facebook hands, take the advice of Wendy Williams, praise God, and we take the advice of what they're saying on the voice court. Hallelujah, amen. You ain't gave it up to God. Hallelujah. What does God say? Hallelujah. Praise God. What are you willing to give up for God? Hallelujah. Praise God on tonight. We thank God for that word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the woman of God. We thank you, Lord, for the word that you gave, put in her belly, Lord, to pour out onto us, Lord. What are we willing to give up to you? Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we thank you for that word. May that word marinate in our hearts, our bodies, and our souls, Lord. And Lord, bless the woman of God. Continue to bless the woman of God. Continue to prosper her, both mind, body, and spirit. Hallelujah, Lord. Continue to lead her and guide her. Continue to mold her and shape her. Continue to order her steps, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, in advance for everything that you have done and everything that you are doing in her life. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to open up the line briefly. Praise God. If you have any comments, any testimonies, any prayer requests, hallelujah. If anyone is on the line today, praise God, now would be the time to put your testimony or your comment from the woman of God on the throne of grace at this time. Is there one? Praise God.
I have a testimony.
Amen. Go ahead.
My name is Brother Brian, and my testimony, you know, if you like the woman of God was saying about the cigarettes, you know what I mean, you know, I've been gone 2 months now without smoking a cigarette, you know, because it's not that I wanted to quit, but I had to quit, you know. I had heart surgery, and they put a valve in my body, and they put a pacemaker in my body. They had to take the pacemaker out of my body, you know what I mean, because the pacemaker, you know, was too much for the wound to heal. But now the wound healing right now, the wound healing up right now, you know what I mean, you know, but I done went 2 months without a cigarette, you know, and the kind of ice, I just want Newports. And them things, they hard to quit. You know what I mean? You know, any cigarette hard to quit, really. You know what I mean? You know, because you're going to still go to do, I'm still going to do the effects right now. You know, like, right now I'm just going cold turkey. Normally I will go with a cigarette patch. But lately, I've been going without cigarette patch and all that stuff. I've been just going cold turkey, you know, and it works out better that way. You know, I give it all to God. You know, I thank Him for helping me with it. You know, because one thing about the cigarettes, you know, it's a hard craving to break. You take 25 years of my life, I used to smoke 25 years straight of Newports. I'm 42 right now. I'll be 43 this month in June. On the 27th, I'll be 43. If I live to see it, I hope I do. You know. On the 27th, I'll be 43, June 27th. You know.
Amen. That's a blessing, Brother Brian. Praise God. You'll be 43, June 27th?
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's a blessing, praise God. We, me and you born in the same year, 78. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we glad to have you tonight, Brother Brian. Praise God. We thank God for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. You say it's been 2 months since you had a smoke. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
I mean,
hallelujah.
Don't get me wrong, you know, sometimes I want to go back to them, you know, but when I look at it, you know, I'm like, you know, after going through all that surgery and stuff and being at the hospital and all that stuff, and you know, I'm like, you know, it ain't going to do you no good to go back to them, you know. All they're going to do is start up another problem, you know, so it's still a constant battle right now, you know what I mean, but I'm doing better without them, though. I'm doing better without them.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank you tonight, Brother Brian, for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have anyone else on the line tonight with a testimony? Praise God. Hallelujah. God is truly good. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, we just bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the woman of God bringing forth the word. What are you willing to give up? Hallelujah. For God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the testimony of Brother Brian. Amen. Praise God. First Lady Aisha reading the scriptures on tonight. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord, and we need to make sure we take this word. Hallelujah. Praise God. And walk with it. Hallelujah. What are we willing to give up? That seems like that's what God's been talking about all week. Praise God. Hallelujah. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to sow for God? Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of times the reason why we can't get nothing is because we won't give nothing. You won't give nothing up. He said, humble yourself, pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways. That means you got to do some things. When you humble yourself, that means you got to give some things up for God. Hallelujah. You got to humble yourself and sow that seed. You got to humble yourself, hallelujah, and put that marriage on the altar. Put that child on the altar. Put that financial situation on the altar. Quit trying to do it yourself. Give it to God. Hallelujah. All the time when he say, what are we willing to give up? He ain't talking about money. He ain't talking about your time. Hallelujah. You know, when you going to come clean up the church? When you going to come pick the bread? When you going to give God some time? He ain't talking about that kind of stuff. He's talking about, when are you going to give me your best? You trying to do it yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You ain't afraid about it. Hallelujah. When you going to give me your help? You trying to do it yourself. You going to the doctors, trying to see what the doctors say. Hallelujah. Amen. But what about what I say? Hallelujah. You going to believe what the doctors, look, if the doctors say something wrong with you, hallelujah, what do my words say? Praise God. See, my word counteracts what the doctors say. But if you don't give it to me and you just give it to the doctor, hallelujah. If anything, we go to the doctor to get the diagnosis so we can know what to ask God to heal us from. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got to give all that to God. Well, my finances, you ain't giving it to God. You ain't doing what God told you to do. You ain't paying your tithes. You ain't paying your offering. Hallelujah. Amen. But you said you're asking God to give you more. He said, why would I give you more if you ain't doing what I told you to do with the little I gave? Praise God. You taking them children to counselors and feeding them pills and taking them to all these treatments? Have you taken them to the altar? Praise God. Are you willing to keep it? Hallelujah. And you can't fix it. Hallelujah. A lot of times when it's just like this. When your car breaks down, you can't fix it. Hallelujah. Some of us can. Hallelujah. But the majority of us, amen, you cannot fix that car when it breaks down. You got to take it to a specialist who knows how to fix it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you didn't put the car together. You can't take it apart. And if it was to fall apart, you couldn't put it back together. I know some people don't even know how to change the tire. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you can't fix your car, how are you going to fix a human being? You didn't create the human being. You don't know how the human being works. You don't know how it's put together. And if they get taken apart, you couldn't put them back together. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what do? You take it back to the person who, the manufacturer, the one who created them, the one who molded them and shaped them. Hallelujah. Because that's the only person who can fix them. Hallelujah. So we got to give it to God. Hallelujah. On tonight, we thank God for Prophetess Valencia bringing forth that word on tonight. Amen. Everybody that called and tuned in, we truly hope that you are blessed with a word from the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name. We want to thank you, Lord, for the word that has been going forth all week long, all month long, Lord. We want to thank you, hallelujah, for restoring us, for reviving us, hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord, for teaching us, for enlightening us, for giving us revelation, Lord. We want to thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for showing us your face as we seek your face, hallelujah. And we praise your name. And in our name of our son, in the name of your son, hallelujah, Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. We've had a blessed night. Hallelujah. Everybody go with God and don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night and we will see y'all next time. Hallelujah. On More Than an Hour of Power. I'm going to leave y'all with some Jennifer Hudson. She wants Jesus to fix it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all have a good one. See y'all next time.
pick me.
That's a good song there. My Lord, have mercy.
Lift your worship.
I gotta be one.
your glory. I will do anything, whatever it takes, just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Wanna be where.
Created from dust, you came and you lived among us. You took on a frame, you walked in a pain. Now you're taking us. Oh yeah, yeah. You stepped into
higher and higher.